USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marissa reporting. President Joe Biden wants to tame inflation. He wants Congress to protect access to abortion. And he wants to tackle voting rights. He's taking on China, too, promoting construction of new factories, addressing climate change, forgiving student debt, pardoning federal marijuana convictions, cutting the deficit, working to lower prescription drug prices, and funneling aid to Ukraine. Biden is trying to be everything to everyone, but that's making it hard for him to say he's focused on any single issue above all others as he tries to counter Republican momentum going into the November 8 elections. There's no one thing, Biden said Wednesday when questioned about his top priority. There's multiple issues, and they're all important. We ought to be able to walk and chew gum at the same time. Democratic and Republican candidates alike are making the final push to earn your vote with Election Day just over 2 weeks away. On Face the Nation, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said she was very confident about her party's chances.
These are tough fights, but that's what they are, and it's a big change from what the media thread of, oh, they can't possibly win. No, we can possibly win.
The latest CBS News Battleground Tracker predicts the Republicans will take a 224-211 advantage in the House of Representatives. A Texas state trooper has been pink-slipped.
A Texas state trooper who arrived at the scene of the Uvalde, Texas massacre just 5 minutes after the shooting started has been fired. The sergeant is one of several troopers investigated after revelations that law enforcement delayed going into the school while the gunman killed 19 children and two teachers. According to CNN, the Department of Public Safety officials did not disclose a reason for the firing. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
This is USA Radio News.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
The stock market ended on a high note last week after a report in the Wall Street Journal signaled that some Federal Reserve officials want to start to slow down interest rate hikes. On CNN's State of the Union, Independent Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont agrees it should be done soon.
I think what we certainly don't want to see is a Fed raising interest rates right now, which will result in more unemployment and lower wages.
The rate hikes were put in place to rein in inflation. Wyoming Republic Congresswoman Liz Cheney, vice chair of the January 6th committee on NBC's Meet the Press Sunday, cautioned Americans against voting in the midterm elections for one particular category of candidates.
No one of any party should be voting for people who are election deniers. They're telling you that they'll only certify an election they agree with. There's not much graver threat to the democracy than you can imagine.
Cheney exits Congress at year's end after being defeated in a Wyoming Republican primary contest. Cases of RSV, a respiratory virus, have doubled in more than 25 states, putting a strain on hospitals. Former Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. Scott Gottlieb, joined Face the Nation to talk about it.
Parents who have children who have an upper respiratory infection, many times they're testing them, finding out it's not COVID, and feeling relieved. I think they still need to be vigilant that it could be RSV, it could be early flu. So if you see progressive symptoms, seek out help from a doctor. There are treatments that are available that could help children with RSV.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tony Marusso.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.